From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The United States Wednesday circulated a draft resolution in the United Nations Security Council that would lift all international sanctions related to the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. But a UN arms embargo will remain in place for 5 years, and one on ballistic missiles will continue for 8 years. Opposition is unlikely as the five veto-holding council members, Britain, China, France, Russia, and the United States, are all parties to the deal, so a vote could take place in the coming days. The accord agreed to in Vienna calls for Security Council adoption without delay. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Samantha Power had said the United States would submit the draft resolution on behalf of the five powers, Germany and the European Union. Greek lawmakers are set to vote Wednesday on tough new austerity measures demanded by Athens lenders in exchange for a new bailout, even as one of its creditors, the International Monetary Fund, warned that Athens' debt is highly unsustainable. The IMF predicted that Greece's fortunes will worsen in the next 2 years, with its debt reaching close to twice that of its national economic product. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is facing an uprising from members of his own Syriza party over the austerity plans. Mr. Tsipras is calling the new austerity measures irrational and acknowledged they are at odds with his election pledge just months ago, calling for an end to austerity in Greece. But the Greek leader said he had to agree to them to avoid a Greek financial collapse. This is VOA News. The nuclear deal with Iran announced Tuesday might be a political win for U.S. President Barack Obama, but it could be a major loss for oil-producing Nigeria. VOA's Chris Stein tells you why.
The towers of banks and conglomerates punctuate the skyline of Nigeria's commercial hub, Lagos, but it's oil that keeps Africa's largest economy running. Sales of crude make up about 70% of government revenue. The nuclear deal between the Islamic Republic and a group of six nations would, among other things, ease the international economic sanctions imposed on the country. That would mean Iran would have greater access to markets for the 3.1 million barrels of crude oil it produces every day. A drop in oil prices could not come at a worse time for President Buhari. He campaigned on expensive promises like destroying the Boko Haram insurgent group, rebuilding Nigeria's war-torn northeast, and rehabilitating the country's derelict oil refineries. Chris Stein for VOA News, Dakar.
The leader of Afghanistan's Taliban insurgency has endorsed political negotiations with the Kabul government and foreign countries to seek a peaceful end to the 14-year-old war. Taliban leader Mullah Omar annually releases messages in connection with the Eid festival, justifying the group's war in Afghanistan. But Wednesday's statement offered an unprecedented defense of the recent engagement with Afghan and foreign peace negotiators. The reclusive Taliban leader said, "The dialogue is a religiously legitimate strategy aimed at driving foreign troops from Afghanistan and establishing a pure Islamic state in the country." Ukrainian officials say 8 soldiers have been killed and 8 and 16 wounded from Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning in a sign of intensifying violence between government forces and pro-Russia rebels. 3 Ukrainian soldiers were killed by shelling and 5 others died in a landmine explosion in the Luhansk area, according to the National Security and Defense Council. The death toll released Wednesday was the highest one-day toll in more than a month. China has arrested 20 foreign tourists who were traveling the country as part of a trip sponsored by a South Africa-based religious humanitarian organization, the group said Wednesday. In a Facebook post, the Gift of the Givers organization said the 10 South Africans, 9 Britons, and 1 Indian national were arrested at the Erdos Airport in China's Inner Mongolia on Friday. 11 of the tourists have been released, the statement said. The Switzerland-based team attempting to fly a solar-powered plane around the world says the flight has been suspended until next April because of irreparable damage to its batteries. The team says the batteries on the Solar Impulse 2 overheated during its 5-day flight from Nagoya, Japan to Honolulu, Hawaii on June 30th. The team said it did not anticipate the effect rapid altitude changes would have on them. I'm Bob Doty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.